Well, welcome to the New Testament reading of the Scriptures, and it comes out of Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through the end of the chapter. It's very interesting because we are in a period of time after the resurrection, and we're in a period of time leading up to the birthday of the church. In the book of Acts, Jesus told his followers that they would have power when the Holy Spirit would come upon them. And the book of Acts records the Spirit's coming and what happened when the early disciples allowed his power to fuel their lives for the work of the Lord. So the coming of the Holy Spirit was not something that the disciples accomplished. They prayed and submitted themselves to the Lord, and Jesus did the rest and sent the Holy Spirit for us. Acts chapter 2, New Living Translation, verses 42 through the end of the chapter. They joined with other believers and devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, sharing in the Lord's Supper and in prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders, and all the believers met together consistently and shared everything that they had. They sold their possession and shared the proceeds with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people. And each day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Acts chapter 2. Have a blessed day.